Can I have the fanfare, please? It's time.
It's time for the KB and Marley Last Laugh of the Week.
Yeah, it's always a mystery that it's the last laugh of the week, but it happens daily. And you can always catch it, too, right here, bottom of the hour, 9 o'clock side. And, of course, on our Hank Facebook page and the worldwide Hank 92.1, HankFM.com. It's all brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical for all your HVAC plumbing and electric needs. They're the good guys. All right, we were talking earlier today. Launching today on 420, appropriately perhaps, a new true crime documentary series on Hulu that some are saying this could be the Tiger King binge-watching thing of 2021. And it involves...
And I look forward to it.
Bigfoot.
Yes.
The new Hulu true crime doc, 3 episodes in this little series called Sasquatch. It's all based around Northern California in 1993. And this investigative journalist first heard a rumor about a cannabis farm that was attacked in the middle of the night, supposedly by Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and murdered 3 Northern California cannabis farmers there. Is it true? Well, he dove deep, and apparently it gets super weird super quick. So looking forward to this. It's getting good reviews. Now, this is, if you watch Netflix, Murder Mountain of that Emerald Triangle area, that's the kind of same area. So weird things seem to be afoot, and it could be Bigfoot, but it is streaming now on an actual streaming service I have. This is amazing. So that is today. So that got our writers thinking. And for the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen, of the week today. It is our Tuesday morning top 10 again. Yes, it is the top 10. It's a bit of a preview because it's the top 10 surprises that you'll see in the new Bigfoot documentary airing today on Hulu. Top 10 surprises in the new Bigfoot documentary. Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. Turns out, kind of surprising, only wears a size 14. You'd have thought, but no.
How's that possible?
I don't know. It's science, Marley. Number 9, Ted Nugent. Even after coming face-to-face in episode number 2 with Sasquatch, Ted Nugent still doesn't believe Bigfoot exists.
Number 8.
That was written moments ago.
Unbelievable. Number,
number 8. It is tough in this one, and defense attorneys for Bigfoot have spoken. He does not have a true alibi because... it's impossible to track his location. That's an issue.
Number 7.
Right, yeah. But on the flip side, number 7, having the alibi of doesn't actually exist, it's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Number 6.
Number 6 surprise to expect in the new Bigfoot Sasquatch documentary. Bigfoot, big fan. Will it float?
Will it float?
Yeah, there's the will it float right there.
Here's our shameless plug.
You know it. Straight up at 8 o'clock Thursdays, Hank FM. It's important in the wild to know what floats and what's buoyant.
Number 5.
How else are you going to do this? Number 5, this whole indictment, you know, some say smear campaign on Bigfoot, it is putting his upcoming scheduled 2-week stint as Celebrity Jeopardy host in, well Jeopardy, honestly. Yeah, they like to stay away from
now me. I hope someone in a Bigfoot suit does Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, we could bring back Aaron Rodgers. I don't see. Or Dr. Oz, quite honestly. He would quite, right? Oh, easy, Dr. Oz. Number 4.
Number 4.
Actually, no, number 4. Part of the perils of having a top 10 on the holiday of 420. The writing staff only wrote 9. I think they thought there were 10, but, you know, I mean, it's busy. Is Bigfoot even real, man? I tell you.
Number 3.
And one of them keeps looking for his lost rug.
That's number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah, man.
Actually, has an anti-foot fetish. Again, surprise.
Number 2.
Right. Number 2, surprise. He's considering his main rivals these days to be King Kong, the Yeti, Godzilla, Loch Ness, and the Easter Bunny suit guy that was from Sundance Square. And then finally, number 1.
Number 1.
The Easter Bunny suit guy is actually a nice guy, turns
out.
We
should put him out in the wild, see if Bigfoot comes to him.
All of our footage of Easter Bunny suit guy kind of look like Sasquatch walking away.
Right?
And then finally,
number 1.
Surprise in the new Sasquatch Bigfoot documentary for the last laugh of the day. I just want to know how long until he files to run for Texas governor. Hey!
Why not? Everybody
Don't
else.
Miss the
no,
last
kidding.
Laugh with KB and Marley. Weekday mornings. Brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They're the good guys.